This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Audio Town FM, ESPN. By the way, we were talking about Paramount Plus and who just agreed to a new deal with them. It was the UFC. That's who I was thinking of. It was the UFC. They just signed a brand new deal with UFC with Paramount Plus, taking them off of ESPN and ESPN Plus. So the way of the pay-per-view is gone. No more.
Never got one.
But
I must say on ESPN.
You never got a UFC?
Never got, no. Yep.
Well, you didn't need it.
You know, yeah, you know that. It's just, but it's not just me, obviously.
Super box.
I said, we got to get out of this.
That box, so super.
It's still operating.
Still operating.
Mm-hmm.
Humming like it never before.
Waiting on a new season.
I mean, just
a new NFL season upon us.
That's unbelievable.
Ready to give.
What version we on?
I have the one and the three, but they're up to like six, I think.
That's crazy. You don't want to upgrade?
We do this every year. I don't need to. I may add another one if we add another television.
I got it.
But little Chris don't need all them channels in his room, does he?
No. He got that PS5, though.
That's all he needs.
He got Madden yet?
Yeah, he played Star Game Madden a couple years ago. I think just 2 years ago got into Madden. Still the 2K, the Call of Duty, then Fortnite all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Him and the teams.
You buy the V-Bucks.
I probably don't pay enough attention to the grown man he's probably playing with, but usually it's his in-house team of sixth graders.
There you go. As long as it's
and it seems like
that,
fair and safe play.
Yeah, yes, I mean, yes. That's exactly right. You just got to make sure.
I try to monitor.
Has he has not changed his Instagram name back to Caleb Williams Glazer, has he?
Of course not. We got that corrected as soon as you brought it up publicly.
Well, I mean, if there was ever a time to go back to it, it would be after last night.
No question, but I've told Chris, stay reserved. Those were the Bills' backups.
That's right.
John and Jeff both know it.
Yes.
I will say, real quick, development. He did try to lock the door on me the other night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Bum, bum, bum. I don't see. So I'm going to assume real quick, before we get to rundown, that Brad's already been at this stage with Jake, where the young man locks the door.
Right.
But in my home, at 11... I'm letting you close it now, right? Not open door. We're letting him close it for privacy. We're not locking. Not at 11. Not at 11 years old. No. Need to be able to open the door because I need to get in quickly. Understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That suggests to me when you start going to lock mode.
Something's going on in there.
Something you shouldn't be doing is going on in there. You're looking at something you shouldn't be doing. Or you're talking to somebody you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Brad, real quick.
What was the hotline you used to be on, bro?
The 900 numbers.
And that's what you would lock. You would damn sure lock the door back when you were on them.
Again, those lines were connected to the wall. That was a different time. You know, home phone. Using the home phone.
You were probably talking.
Stupid. Nobody even has a home phone anymore. Brad, real quick. What age were you comfortable with Jake locking his door? He is now a grown man, basically, in your home. At what age were you comfortable with that?
I don't think he does lock his door.
you know, you lock the bathroom occasionally, but you know what, you got to do what you got to do.
Bathroom's,
you know what I'm saying?
Bathroom's different. Nobody want to bust in on you in the bathroom.
No, but no, his door is unlocked.
Good. Well, this is going to be something you're going to come on with Dominic on down the road. But
I like the no lock policy.
Can't lock it in a man's home.
I think like as long as you're living in my house, there will be no. I don't care what age
Not your room door.
No lock.
Hell no.
No lock.
I thought so. I figured we're all grown men around here. And we all run our households, right? You head of household. I'm head of household.
I am not a head of household. My wife is.
Wow.
And I want to be on record and clear.
We have a submissive here.
Absolutely. Gladly.
Okay.
Happily.
Okay. I like that. I mean, I like that you're.
Happily.
No, there's conviction in it.
No,
whatever works
me,
in your home.
I wish I were number two sometimes.
I want you to know that this is a no judgment zone.
That's
and
right.
So what works in your home, we're happy with that.
Did you
we're
hear proud. How fast I said that?
Yep. I thought we were dealing with three heads of household. It's
no.
two.
Yeah.
And then your wife's running the show.
That's right.
Correct.
And that's it works for you.
Sam and I work very collaboratively, I would say.
Oh, so now you're backing off the head of household.
No. I would say I'm the head.
We have now maybe one and a half now.
Equal.
I'm the head.
He's going to be
the
middle.
Head.
Two heads of household on this show.
But my wife's input is very crucial to those decisions.
Oh, it's collaborative.
You know, it's like.
Of course it is.
And like if it's like a truly big thing, it's like I'm the one that has to make the call. You know what I mean?
Yes.
At the end of the day. I do entrust her to make the trivial decisions day in and day out, however, without my consultation. Do you see what I'm saying? So it is collaborative in that. I don't need to rubber stamp every little thing that comes through.
Right.
I don't need to rubber stamp the pool guy. I don't need to rubber stamp the, you know.
I probably need to see the pool guy.
The dog groomer. You know, I don't need to do all those things.
There are this many men doing stuff for y'all? I think I would check that.
I
would have to be over top of that.
I'm gonna be
Why
honest.
Why can't we get some women cleaning the pool or grooming the dog?
I think there's the woman
you
does
see
groom
what I'm
the
saying?
Dog. It is
Brad
a woman.
Understands where I'm coming from.
The woman grooms the dog.
Okay. Sounded like it was a man groomer.
If there is a cheaper option for the pool and it happens to be a woman, that'd be fantastic.
My wife actually does our dog. She does a great job on Peach. Like she's a pretty good dog groomer.
Okay. Well, we have a woman.
Jonathan
it saves a lot of money if you can do it in house. That stuff, bro. A dog grooming is like $150 now.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, real money.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't even have a dog.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a dog.
Because of the expense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
hell no.
I mean, we have
pay for food for a human.
A Labrador.
Yeah, he
gets
for a dog.
His coat gets crazy, so he has to be groomed. Once every quarter or so.
Oh, that's a lot, John.
Sounds like high maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, it's just part of it. You know, when you get to a point where your expenditures are your expenditures, what's $150 more, man? Like, I mean, I'm not going to
sit
here.
You just pick up another job.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just pick up another job.
If it ever gets tight, just add another job to the pile.
I'll take something underneath the table, you know. I mean, this is...
More income.
That's the way it goes. So, but income, outcome. That type of thing. So, anyway, congrats to all involved on whether... Whether you're the head of your household or not, whether you're keeping your doors locked or not, I want to congratulate you on that. I like Brad's house policy. Doesn't matter what's going on in there. All the doors are unlocked. Your front door unlocked as well. Can people come into
no,
that?
No, though. These are internal doors.
Internal doors.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Except for bathroom. Bathroom, yes. You know.
Again.
Yeah.
That's just going to be the one place they can do it, right?
Yep. They got to have some of that, you know.
Yeah, I like it. All right, every day around this time we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, some NFL news. We were just talking about the Browns situation. They have just officially named Joe Flacco as the starter. It's like they were listening to our segment.
Told you he was laughing. He's God's child as well.
Yes. he is, man. Joe Flacco. I don't think this is shocking by any stretch of the imagination. You know, Kenny Pickett has been out. He's been injured, hasn't played in the preseason. Obviously, Shadur has been hurt, and he was, you know, not brought in to be the starter. And then Dylan Gabriel has also been hurt. He was not brought in to be the starter. So it was really going to be a competition always between Pickett and Flacco. Well, Pickett never really showed up, and so it kind of just goes to Joe Flacco by default. But, I mean, if you're a Browns fan, that's got to be kind of depressing, doesn't it? Like, 37-year-old Joe Flacco is my starter in 2025?
Oh, you're just waiting on him to get knocked out, right? You just... biding your time, and that's what the Browns been doing. It's what they're doing with Deshaun's contract. It's all it's just a matter of playing out the string. But
right,
I get what you're saying. At some point, you got to see the rookies, but they're going to try to look like a competent outfit. I don't think you can march out either one of those two rookies week one for them. I think that one's one where you want Flacco to take that punishment.
Yeah. So there's a
since
funny
he's willing.
So there's a funny tweet the Bengals will face Joe Flacco in the opener this year, right?
Mm.
That sentence was also true in 2008.
Wow.
I mean, that's...
It is amazing. It's amazing how much he looks forward to it, apparently.
He loves it.
You see him in camp, he is loving it.
I mean,
he's doing all the talk. He's joking all the times like he's not going to get hit. It's like he knows something we don't.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fun once week one rolls around, those hits get real.
No, he had that weird sort of when he was comeback player of the year, right? Mm-hmm. That weird
playoff year,
half year, yeah, where he got put into the starting lineup and like the Browns made the playoffs and stuff.
He's been living off of it ever since. That's just the case.
But I mean, other than that, it's been pretty bad. Like, he was the Colts starter last year, right? Didn't he play for the Colts at some point last year?
Get me lying.
I think he did. I think he was a member of the Indianapolis Colts, and it was pretty disastrous. I mean, it, as you might expect, as of a, you know, he's not even 37. He's 40. This guy's 40 years old. I mean, that's pretty nuts, man. That this guy is still playing. I thought he was like only 37. He's 40. Yeah, he was a Colt last year.
He's where Matthew Stafford's trying to get to.
Yes.
At 37.
Yes.
With bad back already.
He started 6 games last year for the Colts. He was 2-4. He threw 12 touchdowns to 7 picks.
Ooh.
So, yeah, not great. And the year before, he started 5 games for the Browns. He was 4-1, 13 touchdowns, 8 picks.
That's the one that he's been living off of that got him the Colts deal.
Yes. He had 1,600 yards in those 5 games. So, I mean, competent, you would say, like, and that's probably all the Browns are looking for. It's just like, we just need a guy that can, you know, manage the line of scrimmage.
Well, they don't have a rest of a roster on offense.
Yeah.
You know, so the guy that's going to be out there is going to take a beating, is what I'm saying. You ready for it to be Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders
right.
already?
He's a sacrificial lamb.
That's all he is, and he's willing to do it.
That's right. Yeah, it's not going to be like it was, you know, 2 years ago in Cleveland.
What's weird is they got Pickett. So
yep.
What's the they're going to carry, if they carry 4 quarterbacks, I mean, just, you know. Yeah, it just doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. I guess Deshaun is not technically on the roster, but he is. I was listening to the NFL Network. A reporter said they're going to carry 4.
Yeah.
But that's the thought.
Yeah, I mean,
this doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
For a team that's trying to move on from, you know, the huge contract, Deshaun Watson's still going to be sunk for a couple of years.
Yep.
You're just trying to find the next guy in that mix, and, you know, it's not Flacco.
Right.
But he's the guy that's going to take the hits right now.
That's the situation.
It's just nasty.
It says a lot about Kenny Pickett that a guy that was drafted, what, top 15 in the league, like, just can't play.
It also says a lot about Myles Garrett that he's only in it for the money, because you look at their situation and what you know is you're never going up in the division.
That's right.
It's an absolute joke.
Yep.
And a guy like him says at first it's about winning and all that, but he goes ahead and agrees to sign. Bro, you look at their offense, it's an absolute joke the way the thing's been run. They're not going to do any winning, any real serious winning in that division anytime soon.
Yep.
He's locked in. Whereas, you know, I don't know, maybe for most of these guys, it's maybe I'm naive, and for most of them, it's still about the money. But
he
had opened that discussion with, yeah, I'm ready to get out of this poorly run franchise, right back in it.
Yeah.
And you'll be in it, but you'll be well paid.
That's right. I mean, it's just hazard pay. You know, we all have a certain amount of money we do hard things for.
He looks like he loves him some Shedeur, but I can't see how he wouldn't respect the professionalism of Dylan Gabriel, too. And maybe in those two, you say, okay, well, there's a future 2 years from now.
Yeah. One of them, you know, one of them will emerge, you have to feel like. So. Anyway, that is the news. Also, while I'm just on the subject of NFL, you know, decisions and comings and goings, it does seem like we have finally gotten to the point where the Bengals will trade Trey Hendrickson. They are now, I think, listening officially to trade calls, and it just doesn't seem like they're going to get anything done. They're at an impasse. There hasn't been any movement, any motion. We're only, 2 weeks away? I mean, maybe 3.
Is it in there 2 weeks between the last preseason?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So we're 3 weeks away, but I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they have any urgency. Neither side wants to blink with him.
His is about the guaranteed money his age. He's already come down in terms of that side of things, in terms of what he'll accept guaranteed wise. But that's, you know, at his age, they say they don't do business that way. And they've got you on, we'll call your bruh if you're on contract. So I get it from his standpoint, man. You paid T, you paid Jamar, but you're not going to pay me, and I've led the league the last 2 years in terms of sacks.
Yeah.
I get it where he's coming from. Their whole thing is age. To me, you know, I'm the Bears. Wait, I'm playing catcher. Y'all, everybody's talking like it makes more sense for a team like the Washington Commanders, who are closer, obviously, to competing for an NFC championship last year after the run they had. It makes a lot of sense for a team with a rookie QB. That's who it makes sense for.
Mm.
you know, Bears, you were last in the division last year as a 5-win team. Could you jump up and tell yourself that? Yeah, but you're having to tell yourself that. For a team like the Commanders, who are could be right there with the Eagles in that division, I could see it making a lot of sense for, because, again, you don't have to pay Jaden Daniels anytime soon.
Yeah.
Those are the types of teams that should be looking at this thing.
Yep, that is exactly right. That is exactly right. So, anyway, we'll see where he goes. But, yeah, Trey Hendrickson, I guess there's a possibility he doesn't get traded. Like, Micah asked for a trade 2 weeks ago, and it's like we're not even
taking it seriously.
So
he might have to get ready for the long haul with what they can do from a franchise standpoint.
Yeah,
on him.
You're right.
And they did that to Dak.
They did.
They franchised him.
That seems where that's going.
Very well could.
And then they'll just like wait it out. You know, the Cowboys will just wait it out. Like, hey, two times in a row?
I think he's got two times they can do it.
And that's probably what
Graziano, that's what I'm saying. Graziano said that this thing could go forever.
Yeah. Because
of the control that Dallas
has. I mean, you get paid,
but
the problem is, like, it's just you're on a 1-year contract, you know.
But, do you want to rub your – frankly, he's your best player. I mean, you could put him above Dak in terms of the difference that he makes. You take him off that defense, they have nothing. You're going to just continue to push him the wrong way? We said that about Dak, and he signed up once, you know. These Cowboys, they say a lot. And then by the time Jerry finally pushes the money over, they have a tendency to sign up. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The show's going, the circus going to go on.
It does feel that way. But, we're getting starting quarterback announcements. I think we're just waiting on the Colts now. I think that's the last one we're waiting on.
Richardson looked like he knows. He's good.
You think Richardson's got it, huh?
Yeah. The last game, go look at his stats. It was pretty decent. He was standing on that sideline, man, knowing, like, I got this. Y'all wrote that man off like they wrote Geno off. See, AR hasn't written back either, and I could see it in his gaze from the sideline yesterday. He said, y'all wrote me off. I didn't write back, though.
All right, so at Kalshi, Anthony Richardson is the 70% favorite to be the quarterback week one.
Man, listen to me on this preseason. I'm re-engaged. I'm re-engaged.
Daniel Jones is 35%. So, there you have it.
Let this bird fly.
Yeah.
You need to be excited. This is it.
I would love it, man.
And he actually looked decent this weekend. This is your time. It's go time, as Chris Harrington would say.
I would love it. Let me be clear about that. If indeed Anthony Richardson is, I worry about like his health in long term, but I mean, I just feel like, you know, I love the guy as a person. So.
What did you say earlier? Somebody's switch going to get flipped.
Shadors.
AR about to show you his switch.
I would be so.
About to flip it on.
Much fun. That would be so much fun if he does, because he's a fun player. But anyway, that's what's going on right now in the NFL.
Chris Vanini over at The Athletic has ranked all 136 FBS football teams. I found it very instructive in terms of how we should probably be looking at, and in line with some of the things that we've talked about, at the AAC, where the Memphis Tigers reside. As for your AAC and the Memphis Tigers, Vanini has got Tulane as the highest-ranked AAC team. It makes sense. They're the highest-ranked AAC team, I believe, in both polls. At 38, Navy 41. Keep in mind, this is a ranking of all FBS teams. Tulane 38, Navy 41, Memphis 54. So a 13-spot drop between Navy and Memphis. Again, Tulane, Navy, Memphis 4th. Going to be UTSA at 58, followed by South Florida 59, and then taking up that 6th-place spot, because we've used the 6 teams, I think, it's at some point or another, and said all 6 might have a shot at the American. Army, the last, there at 72. So South Florida's 59, Army's 72. Again, a drop-off from South Florida, Army. Then you got to go down to East Carolina. But it's that top half of the AAC. Those are the 6 suspects we've talked about. And most of the, whether it's the books or whatever else, that top 4 coming down to Tulane, Navy, and then in whatever order you're going in, Memphis and UTSA here. So again, Memphis 54th. Here's what Vanini wrote. In terms of the overall, Nevada transfer quarterback Brennan Lewis takes over, but one of the American's most talented programs has questions with new starters almost everywhere. Here's what he says about Tulane, who's 38. The Green Wave lost their top offensive playmaker to transfer, but brought in plenty, including Retzloff, the transfer from BYU. We talked about it, and the defense should be one of the best in the group of 5. I think also instructive here for taking the wider view of the group of 5, Boise State ranked in both polls. He's got them 23 out of the Mountain West. Here's what he writes. Ashton Jeanty, who's now with John's Raiders, is gone, but the Broncos are loaded at running back and bring back almost everything else. Keep an eye on their October trip to Notre Dame. Interestingly enough, I found it. He's got James Madison 43, which would be higher than Memphis in terms of group of five chances, okay? James Madison out of the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
He's got Louisiana 45 out of the Sun Belt above Memphis. Also, freaking UNLV, and this is the part where Brad looks up, and he just did. 48th, Dan Mullen. The Rebels must replace almost everything, but new coach Dan Mullen brought in a good transfer class, including Virginia quarterback Anthony Calandria. Then Memphis 54th, and then we talked about the rest. But in terms of that group of five, man, he's got, again, not just, you know, the Boise States and Tulane's above Memphis's, but also above Memphis, but James Madison, Louisiana, those teams coming out of the Sun Belt. And then on down, 60th, he's got Liberty out of CUSA. Again, Memphis 54th. So it's not great in terms of how you stack up in the group of five.
Right.
That said, he's got you, this is the most important part that you need to take away, third in the AAC. Mm-hmm. You and I, you've come back now from Vegas. I just want to make sure, see whether or not your expectations have changed or whether they remain the same. You and I, our expectation is that Memphis still makes the conference title game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know the market doesn't have them prices that, but I mean, I just feel like they, if the market doesn't have them priced as the second best team in the AAC, they need to overcome the odds. They need to beat the odds because, you know, they have more money. And we're going to say this every time we have a conversation about Memphis football. I promise you, they have more money than anybody in the American.
Well, if it was Penny, we'd be saying that first right off top, too, and holding him to that standard, wouldn't we?
Yes.
If we were having that conversation without about
a doubt.
Basketball.
Without a doubt.
That's why
I mean,
I'm with you.
You go out and you get, and we'll talk to John Dillon, but you go out and you get Cortez Bram. You know, so you add, I mean, I'm not saying that he's Calvin Johnson by any stretch of the imagination, but he is your best receiver on the roster now. I mean, he's the most experienced. He's the most productive from last year. You know, you're insulating the guy. The quarterback competition was a joke the whole way. I mean, they tried to, you know, it was the worst attempt at secrecy I've ever seen in my life. Bringing the guy to freaking media day. That's when the starting quarterback was announced. I mean, that's.
I hear you've been rough on them. You've been rough on the, you know, that this was obvious. And I heard you were rough when I was gone on putting out releases about also receiving votes.
I mean, that was ridiculous.
I did continue to check, and Tulane didn't do it again when they got votes in the AP poll. We did.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't want you to get over. You've had time in between. I want you to remain calm.
But Memphis, that's what I'm saying. Like, even when people talk about Memphis football inside the Memphis football program, they just carry themselves like they're still that team from 2014. And y'all got to stop. You know, like, you're new money now. Like, you're new money. You're not, you know, the old Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory, like the grandpa, you know, we got a golden ticket. Y'all need to stop, man. Y'all are embarrassing yourself over there. I'm serious. It makes me upset. Because, like, they do this when Memphis football loses, bro. We got to go back to 2010 every damn time. We got to get in a time machine and say, well, it used to be so bad. And that ain't got nothing to do with 2025, man. Like, Memphis football, you have to accept your place in the universe. Stop going back. I know you got PTSD. I do. I know that. But it's over. It's over.
It is over.
You now have more money than anybody.
And you finished the year ranked in the top 25 last year.
And now we're gonna go from being ranked in the top 25 and we're putting out a graphic, RV. What does the R stand for? I got an idea. You can't say it. You can't say it. But that would be what in my view, that's what that decision was. The word I can't say because it's too offensive in 2025. Y'all need to start acting like y'all are who you are, and stop playing the victim. You know what I mean? Like, you're not Larry Porter coach anymore. You're not like, oh, we can't even get new weights over here. You know, we don't have to practice at Melrose anymore. I mean, it's a different time. And so, you know, to be 54th, I think is a little embarrassing. Like, to be behind James Madison is embarrassing.
We are behind James Madison right now.
And I'm not saying like, look, all that matters is where they finish. Like, finish, you know, in the top 30 again, like we'll say it was a great job by Ryan Silverfield. But where I have the absolute least amount of patience is when every time something happens in Memphis football where it goes south, and it doesn't meet expectations, like there is this rush to try to remind people of how bad it used to be during the Obama administration. And I just don't care. I don't care about that anymore. So, cause y'all don't give the same, we don't get to do, if Memphis basketball drops one to, you know, if they, God forbid, lose to Tulsa or something, you know, we're not going to get to say, well, remember how bad it was when Tubby was the coach? I mean, like, there's just, and in many ways, Memphis football is healthier than Memphis basketball.
I'm trying to tell them.
But it's like, we still have this very warped, like, double snail. Like, let's just do this. We still got a little bit of time before the football season starts. Let's just hold them to the same standard. It's just that simple. That's what we get accused of not doing. I think we could really bottom line it very easily. We could say, hello, this is Memphis basketball. Hello, this is Memphis football. Both make and spend more money than anybody in their leagues. They should be expected to win them. And any year that doesn't happen is a disappointment. Can we all agree on that?
Mm.
Do we have to go back and watch the 2010 season on DVD every time Memphis football loses a game that they're supposed to win? I mean, you know, it's just really simple. And the Memphis football diehards are like, they won't accept that. They're like, I know I'm going to get a text from Jarvis. I love Jarvis. But like, it's just like, it's over and done with. We've moved on. We've advanced. We've graduated as a program. And I just feel like we don't always carry ourselves like that. We still walk around like we want to be taken seriously. You know, we want to be a big, Big 12 team.
Wait till we knock off Arkansas this year.
Yep. But we're putting out graphics of RV.
No, I don't know. So that did, trigger me. I didn't realize you were still going to be triggered.
I had forgotten about it. Then you bring it up.
Well, and then they did it again.
They did it again.
Because I think yours was the coach's poll.
They did it the week you were
gone. We did it for the AP poll.
They did it for both. Yes. Both polls.
Well, I mean.
So that's why the passion still remains.
It's defiance.
It's a little bit of a holdback almost. It's because you're not owning what your goodness is.
When your peers aren't doing it, right?
Right.
I think it makes you look even worse, right? It reminds me a little bit of the year that there was a ranking of shows or something, like by Barrett Sports Media, right? And we put out, you know, hey, we're the 18th best mid-market, whatever.
It was top 20.
Yeah, and then, you know, GP doesn't post anything unless he's number one, you know, which most years he was.
Mm.
And then we were like, well, man, GP didn't even post. He was like four. He didn't even post anything.
We got a vote.
You know? But we were so excited, like, because we were acting like that.
Damn.
We had never, you know, we were acting like we haven't been
new
there
show.
Before. And we hadn't, in fairness to
new
us,
show.
Been there before. But Memphis football is acting like that. And they have been there. They've been to a Cotton Bowl, man. I mean, they've won an AAC championship. Like, when it was good, when it was Houston and Cincinnati and UCF, they've done that before. Recently, they've had game day here. And we're talking about receiving votes, and Tulane's not even putting out those? Because Tulane's like, why would we? They receive votes, correct, in both polls?
Yes.
Yes.
And they said, no, man, we don't care about that bull crap. When we have a number next to our name, that is when we will post. Because they expect that. And it's like, here, it's like, I don't know, maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll post about receiving votes, though. We're excited about that. Participation trophy-ass mindset. Stop it.
That's Silverfield production, bro.
I don't know who
it has nothing to do
is.
With Claire and Kirk Downs. Let me tell you that right there. Somebody up there said, "Let's write this." I'm telling you, it's Silverfield telling you how.
You know, because
you finished 25th last year. There's an opportunity to graduate from this level of thinking.
That's right.
And be Tulane and Boise State who don't do this type of thing up. That's where I'm 100% with you.
And by the way, it's a drop off. You were 25th last year. Now you're posting about your drop off because now you're just receiving votes. So I would like want to draw absolutely zero attention to it. You know, we expect that Memphis to be a top 25 program every year. We don't expect to receive votes, right? Or no, we're just happy with receiving votes. I mean, you guys tell me.
We always expect to be in the mouths of the group of five conversation.
Yeah.
Now, that's where we have moved it for expectations should have changed. I think we're part of helping move them forward.
No, because like my point was if Memphis, I think I said this, my point about Memphis basketball is if they would have posted a graphic about receiving votes, I would have self-immolated in front of the radio station. You know what I mean? Like, I think
Cal would have every he could cancel the St. Jude exhibition if we did that.
Yeah.
Because how far have the mighty fallen?
That's right.
Doing that.
That's thing. What that would suggest.
Now, this point is the other someone arguing this, the Dale Zavka would say, well, the history is not the same, John. We come from a program. We were winning four games. I was out there in the sleet and the snow.
That's right.
And now we get the votes. And it's a thing of pride. We've come so far.
There's no pride in that. You don't get any recognition.
Kill me.
You don't get any recognition for
I was out there.
Yeah. I was out there.
That's right. That's right.
No, seriously, yeah. I'm not poking fun at them folks. I think most of those folks have moved now and are hungry after not winning a conference title since 2019. They're ready to say, hey, man, we got a pretty damn good roster. We should be. I think most folks have moved.
Well, they should post that they're 53rd. They should post their 53rd in the Athletic since they love posting so much.
I think that's why I say I can't point the finger directly at him, but this is someone above those folks that are putting out these releases saying, I want this out there. It's part of what you're, you know, it's part of your image and everything else. So whether it's Ryan or whether it's someone, you know, within that football pro, I just think that's the mistake. It's sort of a, you know, you've graduated from this.
That's
level
how I feel about it. It's,
but it's not something that's going to, you know, have any effect on the
like, because like it's about the perception, right? It's like, you know, my perception of Memphis is that it is a proud program now, you know, and it just kind of, it kind of fights back at that when you just look so giddy to tweet that you're, you know, receiving votes. So that's all it is. It's like my respect for Memphis football is higher than receiving votes. And I think there should be too.
Let me see real quick, because Vanini writes this, that there's a good chance of this before they see Notre Dame. I want to see if you agree or not. Navy is one of those teams we've talked about with Horvath back at quarterback that could win the AAC along with the aforementioned Tulane. I want to see what you think about Navy potentially being 8-0. John, are you with me or not?
No.
I'm going to throw these schools at you. VMI.
Nah.
1-0.
Yeah.
UAB.
2-0.
At Tulsa.
3-0.
Rice at home.
4-0.
Air Force at home.
5-0.
At Temple.
6-0.
FAU.
7-0.
At North Texas.
8-0.
See?
I mean, and then North Texas is the one. Like, it could be a swing game.
And then they're at Notre Dame, which will be their out-of-conference game. That if Navy's going 8-0 to start, and they come back after Notre Dame, and it's the stretch.
Right.
They get South Florida at home, and then they got to come to Memphis. They avoid Tulane as part of this conference title. Hopefully, they're, you know, this conference title campaign, they're hoping they get to avoid Tulane. They do have to play Army, obviously, but I don't think that game counts.
That's not a conference game.
As the conference game. And so it's Memphis, South Florida. You don't have to play Tulane.
I mean, that was part of the stupid agreement, you know.
Why we shouldn't have taken it
that way. Yeah, because it's a whole game they get that's a free swing. It doesn't even matter whether they win or lose. You know, I guess because it's all about the conference record, isn't it?
Yeah, but could you argue that you could use it if Tulane gets to play.
Yeah, maybe so. You're right. They have a better record than you, win percentage than you don't, because you played less games. I mean, fewer games. That's possible. Could cut both ways. I mean, Memphis should go 8-0 to start.
I don't know about that, bro. Arkansas?
I mean.
Now you're saying Arkansas's a win?
Memphis they'll be a 6.5-point dog. So it won't be crazy.
Okay.
I was talking to Brett McMurphy about that game. He thought it'd be 3. You know, and I just respectfully told him that if it's Arkansas -3, that's going to be a max bet for me.
Well, I was listening to Jeffrey Wright, and he actually, you know, kind of likes Arkansas on an uptick.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know about.
I heard that.
Really?
How much I like
not
them,
not
but,
some improve. Not some team's going to win anything.
Healthy quarterback. You know, that's.
I do love me some Taylor Green. I don't know what else they have though. They were pretty mediocre last year, so their defense always sucks. So it's hard for me to get too attached to them. But can they beat Memphis? Sure, they can beat Memphis. But Memphis can beat them. Memphis can beat them if the quarterback play is decent and the defense has improved at all. I mean, it is here, so I mean that does matter.
You do that, you're ranked, and you're at FAU. Is that 5-0?
Yeah.
Tulsa.
Yep.
At UAB.
Yep.
7-0, and then South Florida here.
Should be 8-0. I mean, I won't say should be 8-0.
But may as well make them 9-0 then at Rice, and then you got Tulane, East Carolina, Navy to finish it out.
But, like, honestly, we're going through these. Absolutely no chance that will be the case. Absolutely no chance they will be 9-0 because they'll just drop a stupid one. They always do. So, I mean, they were 8.5-point, 9-point favorites against Navy last year. Now, Navy ended up being better than we thought at the time. But, like, I think even then we were saying that's too many points for Memphis. Like, they shouldn't be laying 9 points on the road.
And then if you look at it, I don't know if you've had a chance to we talked about the easier starts for Memphis and then for Navy. For Tulane, have you seen the beginning of their schedule?
Mm-mm.
Like, it looks like they could get beat up early on.
Well, that'd be great.
Because they have Ole Miss in there.
Yep.
They also have a Northwestern team that's 79th, South Alabama's 98th, and then Duke is 37th. Those are their first four games. So while you're playing Chattanooga and Troy, who are in the, you know, Troy's in the hundreds, Tulane could get beat up early. Again, Northwestern, South Alabama, Duke, and then Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 16th in Vanini's top, and they're obviously nationally ranked. They're obviously in top 25, but 16th in Vanini's ranking. Tulane, you could see getting off to a rough start because of how tough the schedule is to start, how front loaded the schedule is.
Well, I mean,
something to keep an eye on from the AAC contenders.
Yeah, I mean, that all helps because again, it's just your path, right? It's your path to the title game. So, I mean, it seems like it'll be like if you get the Tulane game at home, so that, you know, plus their tough schedule, it does feel like it's going to come from three teams: Memphis, Navy, and Army. I feel very confident about that. Those three will be in the championship game: Memphis, Army, and Navy. And it needs to be Memphis. It needs to be Memphis.
Memphis, Army. You're Tulane. Are you saying Army, meaning Tulane?
I'm saying that
you said Tulane's schedule.
I'm saying Tulane's schedule is gonna beat them up.
You're buying into that, even with Retzlaff.
Yeah, and then they come here. So I think Memphis beats them here. I mean, they beat them last year there. So I do think Memphis will get that done. They always played Tulane pretty well. They had them here. They were winning, I believe, in the first half, and then they kind of came apart late 2 years ago.
You're discounting UTSA. They're in some of the top fours,
I mean,
as well.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Some
but
have UTSA above Army.
Yeah,
like significantly.
I mean, I just feel like they never have a defense.
That's the question mark this year.
I mean, historically, it's kind of the same. You're kind of looking at the same program in a way, but Memphis has more money, so that's just what we always default back to. And I know people hate that, but like that to me is like your litmus test as a program is like how much money do you have to spend?
Well, that's why we got Cortez Braham. It looks like Braham.
Well, they beat out several Power Four programs for him. They beat out UCLA and they beat out Virginia.
If you had no money left, you wouldn't even be in the fight. You got money left and you're beating out those programs. So yeah. I'll take it all day. It just shows what you got and what others don't.
It just feels like Memphis football is uncomfortable in that role. That's what it feels like. It's like they don't want to be they don't really want to be the top dog. It just never has felt like to me that they embrace that. It's like they want to stay in this sort of plucky upstart, you know, we came from nothing type.
You would too if you hadn't won a conference title in 5 years. That's the way you would be playing it too.
Yeah, but it don't fly when you have the most money. Like you got to go.
I agree with you. I would control what I can.
That's right. Like
which is at this point, you know, forget trying to tell the story myself. I'm going out there to let the football and let the product tell the story. That's where I'm at this point in my tenure.
Like there just needs to be like, hey, you know, if we don't get this done, we're letting you down. As opposed to, well, new look. Offense, la la la, used to suck all the time. Like I'm just so over that, you know. Like just be that, be the top dog.
That's a product of your head coach. Man, well, I'm telling you that the spin is a product of your head coach.
But you know what? When Kurt Cignetti was at James Madison, how do you think he went about it at James Madison? He put his on the table. I mean, that's how they won games, and that's why he went to Indiana, and that's why he made the damn playoff because. And that was I'm just saying that was a group of six program, whatever they call it now, and that was an attitude, and that was a mentality. He said, I'm going to score 50 on you. He was a quote machine. He was like, but that was the attitude, as opposed to like, we're just trying to like bob and weave at Memphis, you know, all the time. And I just feel like that's played out. That's where I'm at with it. If they win 10, 11 games, and it'll be awesome, and I'll be the first one to say that. We'll all celebrate. We'll have a parade. It'll be amazing to go to the conference championship game, ideally win it, and have a chance to go to the playoff. That'd be amazing. But I'm just such a big believer in it. It trickles down, right? The persona, it trickles down. And whoever it may be, if it's more like, hey, we want to under-promise and over-deliver, like you can't really under-promise when you're the top-paid team in the league.
Those days are over.
You know? Like, you got to go do it. I don't think, you know, what's Penny do last year? He goes out and he schedules the toughest damn one of the toughest non-conference schedules in the whole country. And he did it again this year. Like, hey, there's no hiding over there.
All right. And after doing that, he went out and won his conference.
10-3.
Regular season and conference tournament title.
Swept it all. Got a 5 seed, highest seed since John Calipari. You know, so, and if he had not done that, I mean, in 23-24, he was top 10 in the country before it all fell apart. I mean, we spent 5 months raking him over the coals, you know, to the point to where he didn't want to talk to media anymore. He was over it, you know, all that. And then he came back and he did what he had not done, which is win the conference and the conference tournament. And we gave him the love that he deserved.
I mean, it's just really not, it's not a science, you know? Mm-mm. It's just, it's like the most basic math in the world. Nobody here is going to say anything on a personal level or keep it or withhold anything. We all just want the team to perform to expectation. And the expectation in 2025 in college is set by what's your budget in your league. And Memphis has the highest. So I don't think we're doing anything unfair. Anyway, 53?
54.
Oh, excuse me.
Third in the AAC.
I feel like he dropped them a spot in the time that we've had this conversation.
But what matters are the real rankings where Memphis is receiving votes, as they let us know.
It's a huge moment.
In both polls.
It's a huge moment for a team that was actually ranked at the end of last year. Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Got Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock. And then Jonah Dillon's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about camp and the schedule and the additions and votes and a lot more. Stick around. Jason and John, ID China FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Black Tie Movement is changed movement in the city of Memphis. If you used anybody other than Black Tie in the last few years, what the hell is wrong with you? They're the best in town. Whether you move in cross town, cross country, they are the only choice. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on budget. They're going to give you the red carpet and black tie treatment. You'll be glad you went with the good folks at Black Tie Moving, but you got to call them. You got to get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. 316-6196. It's Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A little bit of NFL news. Matt Stafford has practiced for the first time in all of training camp. You know, he's dealing with a bad back.
Yep, very aware.
And there was a lot of, open wondering out there about, you know, what's he going to look like? Well, apparently today he has looked incredible. He's like, the ball looked really good come out of his hands. I'm sure this was really just more so, like, hey, I'm 37 years old. I don't really need to practice in training camp. I would get a few in, but I don't need to play in preseason. and I don't need to pray. I mean, I feel like preseason is why a lot of these guys ultimately do retire. They just don't want to go through it again, you know? They just they play the games if they could just play the games. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to go through the grueling, you know, month-long training camp to get there and to ramp up. But it does seem like, you know, he's going to be just fine there in L.A. Maybe it's, the last time.
It's great news because there have been, I think, a considerable amount of angst that had built up among some experts that were outside because he had missed some sort of, you know, points in the timeline that McVay had said planned to have him. In the end, it's what you said. He's 37 years old. He's got a bad back. At the end, as long as you got him, it's week one. You're fine with it. But he had missed some dates to be ready and was still feeling some things. And anytime you got somebody that old with a back, you got to be concerned. But this is obviously great news that you finally get him out there and let him, you know, let it rip.
Yeah.
That's what the vets need to see it.
That's right.
At this point, your locker room needs to see it. You know, you start hearing the whispers, even amongst your own people, when you've got everybody on get up and everything. Oh, I'm starting to worry now. Now it's getting a little close. Just heard that this morning. And so I think this is a key point for that franchise, even if it's just in-house belief that
right.
He's fine.
No, that's that 100%. I mean, it's a year where, you know, the 49ers have some, you know, very questionable, you know, personnel groups, you know, wide receiver specifically.
Yep.
So, you know, you feel like there is, you know, room for a team like the Rams to take over or, you know, maybe the Cardinals.
Yeah, no, Cardinals are the ones that could be the surprise team. I think Rams have shown they're here and will be remain competent so long as Matthew Stafford's there. Remember, they went and, you know, upgraded, they would say, with Devontae over Cooper.
Yep.
And you got him with Nakua now. Like, yep. they're in it to win it right now. You had the Niners fall to last. They're hoping for the bounce-back season off injury. But like you said, that position group, that wide receiver room is a walking injury list right now. They won't have Ayuk back till it looks like week six.
Yeah, so October.
And so, I mean, you got Pearsall, Mr.
Yeah,
he looked
pretty
coming
good
back from
the Raiders,
shot
actually.
In the chest last year. Wasn't that him?
Yeah.
Bounce back from that. But then a lot of the other guys are banged up right now, including the kid from Ole Miss that showed well in their first preseason game. I think it's, is it Jordan Watkins? Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
A rookie receiver for them.
Yeah. But I mean, that's one team that the Rams feel like, you know, they could take that step. They were pretty good last year. They weren't.
Were they not atop the division last year?
Yeah, and
yes, they were atop the division.
Think about how close they were to beating the Eagles in the playoffs.
I'm saying, dude.
I mean, they had the drive there at the end in the snow, on the road.
Many are predicting though a worst to first possibility for San Francisco after they were so injured.
Well, they happen once a year, right? On average, that usually there is a worst to first team
one
in the NFL.
Would be one last year. They were certainly derailed more so by injury than anything that you know. Than folks figuring out Shanahan, like some have tried to write and everything else. I don't think it's so much that it's been injury.
Bengals could be, but it's like a joke of worst to first.
Were they last? I don't know.
The Steelers had to be, but
no, Cleveland's last in that division.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
I'm going worst to first.
No, you're right.
San Francisco, an actual case because I think they just won six games last year.
I was trying to think like who was the South last year? It was Titans. They probably won't be, but they could. I don't think they will, but like that division's not, you know.
Texans have a lot to prove.
Yeah, exactly.
Often many, many questions with the offensive
line. The offensive
line,
exactly. So
Stroud was hanging his head last year.
Trying to think like NFC East, who would it have been last year? NFC East probably ain't happening. NFC North, Chicago, like.
NFC East would have been Giants. It's not happening.
The NFC North could happen. I mean, it's possible because the talent is so high up there. And, you know, and it's, again, we talk about it, there's not that much separation between the teams. You add Ben Johnson, you know, you got a lot of talent.
Well, it's not happening in the AFC West, is it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Although the worst will be better than it was last year. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's the Bears case. We'll be better. We won't.
I feel like it's the Raiders will go over their total.
Yeah. Barnwell's got a piece about this. We can discuss it in the next segment, but he's got about your team, my team, but also the 49ers being one of those five teams be, you know, seriously improved, and then the 49ers case going from worst to first. Because, again, so long as you get healthy, you got McCaffrey, you got Purdy, you got Fred Warner in the middle of that defense, you know, they'll be much more competitive than they were able to be
right.
as a six-win team last year.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could happen. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, the Raiders total is 6.5. Like, just watching all that talent on offense. Did you see Brock Moss, that 49ers DB? Good grief. It's a tight end, by the way. I hear Mossing.
Really?
Yeah, first drive. You know, and Geno, he's different.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to think, dude, I've been with Aiden O'Connell for the last 2 years, bro. Geno looks like Peyton Manning to me.
Geno is essentially, you know, 4 or 5 years from being Flacco.
Yeah. We're going to enjoy these. We're going to enjoy these little 2 years.
That's all that is.
But he's young because he didn't take that many hits. He wasn't playing the first 5, 6 years of his career, you know? So he's, in theory, got longer to go. But Geno's been a lot of fun. And Genty, you know, put that hit on whoever it was and stayed up. Now, he shouldn't be doing that in preseason. You should just, you know, get down. But he maybe has built different. I'm a little worried that.
You feel like Tigers also receiving votes because you've been beat down so much of your life talking about Geno, a lot of fun.
Geno's fun.
This is tough to listen to. I feel bad for you.
I do think Genty.
Geno's a lot of fun.
I think Genty, we're going to look back.
My goodness.
Here's a take that you probably didn't expect to hear from me. We're going to look back on the Ashton Genty selection, and we're going to say that the Raiders paid too much. They paid too much at, was it, 6? Yeah. Because he's gonna get hurt. He's going to be constantly injured because he's so physical. And that's his brand. You know, he's not that fast. He's physical. And he's just going to get hurt. That's going to be the.
I don't wish that on him.
I'm not wishing on him, but I just think that's the way. Okay, I'm just seeing how he plays.
Josh Jacobs plays that way.
Well, Josh Jacobs got hurt a lot.
Had a breakout season two years ago.
He did, but
was
he,
it two years ago?
You're right. I mean, that's not a bad call. But you know, he wasn't. It felt like he had a little bit more speed than Genty did. Like Genty is so low to the earth. It's like that is he's like Maurice Jones-Drew. You know, that's his whole game. It's like, I'm just going to run through you.
Yeah, I saw him run over that 49ers linebacker.
He's just going to dislocate his shoulder.
Linebacker or a DB.
But maybe he's put together in a way that's better than – I mean, he's obviously put together very well, but it's just like the NFL is unforgiving.
Yeah, that dude's a beast. I don't consider him a try to run over everybody. He can run around you too. And if I'm the Raiders, with that investment, everything that you just said, if I'm Tom Brady, I'm talking to him every day about that preserving yourself. This was a conversation the Bears had with Walter Payton long ago. You know, getting out of bounds and not taking that shot, that's critical, especially for running backs. Saquon Barkley knows it. He doesn't take every single shot. And I ain't saying this kid's Saquon Barkley, but he has been around the block enough to know you don't take every hit. You don't try to run over everybody in the NFL, especially not in a 17-game season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to worry about this.
Yeah.
I think this kid's durable, and he's not going to get himself hurt.
Yeah, he didn't run the 40 at the combine because I think we all know what that means. What was Josh Jacobs? He ran mid 4.6. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Man, Genty faster than Josh Jacobs, man. That's my eyeballs telling me that.
I didn't realize Josh Jacobs was so damn slow. I mean, how do you draft a guy that slow in the first round? Jeez. He ended up being okay. I mean, he's pretty good. He had that... He led the league in rushing 1 year.
No, what you're doing is projecting your Raider woes onto this man, and you're exactly what you accused Memphis of doing
now,
and you have to stop.
That's right. Ed Scott told me not to do that. He told me not to.
Did you get a text?
No, but he told me, you know, when he was in here, he was like, y'all put y'all's trauma on me.
He sure did say that.
You know.
That's exactly right.
And Ed told me not to do that, so I won't do it anymore.
Well, tell Ed we need him to come back out and have some more sayings. We're less than 2 weeks away from the football season.
Well, isn't that happening? Isn't that
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.